Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament Duff Pizza, hanging out. A lot of things still to get to. Matter of fact, that liner was gotten, I believe, at that Super Bowl in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, way back.
The Twins?
Yeah, the Coors Light Twins.
Were they really blood related?
I don't know. I don't
like believe Jerry that. And Jack? They were blood brothers wrestling.
Did you do a lot with Jack and Jerry back in the day?
No.
Was that before your time?
Yes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I've been hitting ahead too many times. I remember certain things.
Well, you know, let's talk about Valor. Event eventually will be coming to the state of Florida. Obviously, we've talked in great detail about some of the other bare knuckles. You know, we've had David Feldman on. We do a lot with Mike Velasquez.
Uh-huh.
Have you talked to them? Do you need to talk to them? Are you staying away from them? You know, some are better to talk to and that kind of stuff. Where are we?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you got to respect someone that's gone out and actually built an audience for Bare Knuckle, and that's what BKFC has done. They've really done a great job at really exposing Bare Knuckle mm-hmm. and bringing it to where it's at, getting some states to legalize Bare Knuckle. So they've come a long ways in putting it where it needs to be. Me personally, though, I'm not a fan of the dirty boxing where you get in close, you can hold them, you can punch them. I mean, I think watching Mike Tyson when he fought Evander Holyfield, I thought Mike got robbed because, I mean, when you allow somebody to hug you for half the fight and then get out there and stick you with a jab the rest of the half of the fight, it takes away the actual purity of fighting. It doesn't really give the fans a fight that they've come to see. It's really a hug fest. And so what we want to do is that we want to make boxing exciting again, like I said earlier in the show. And I think BKFC's done a great job at building that audience. But like I said, I'm not a big fan of that clinch and that dirty boxing. I'm not a fan of putting tape on people's hands, because if you want to talk about safety and you think, and the people are like, oh, bare knuckle is more dangerous. Well, imagine taping your wrists and your hands.
Yeah.
Bare knuckle. I mean, come on. Like, to me, that's just ignorant. It doesn't make sense if you're trying to be the safety factor of it. So by making sure there's no tape on the hands, it really makes people have to be accurate. They can't throw as hard, because they do, they'll break their hand.
Right.
So it really forces that other side of that safety part of it, is not giving somebody a false sense of security of being able to throw hard punches. So the clinch part, again, I think is the worst part that I see, is I just really not a fan of that. I like to see the sweet science of footwork and striking.
And that's something, Matt, you and I have talked about. As much as we like, you know, what's going on with BYB and BKFC, it's not boxing.
Yeah.
You know, we see more street brawls,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
in there going on. And yeah, you know, Dana used to always say, put a Super Bowl, an all-star game, a this and a fist fight. No matter what, we're going to watch the fist fight. But I want to see the boxing portion of that. And we really, and that's why I say Mike Richmond is who he is.
Sure.
Because he boxes.
Fundamentally, right.
Where everybody else, they footwork, just brawl. And, you know, if you land 17, you know, you're going to win some most of the time.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Richmond.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way he came in to our first event, and the him and J.C. Lomas fought. And I was really a big fan of what he did in that bout circle. I was really impressed, because I think that as we start moving in the direction of organizing it and bringing it to the mainstream audience, that's what you're going to see. You're going to see hands coming down a little bit, swinging more upward, because coming over the top, you hit the top of the head,
yeah,
break your hand. So you're going to start seeing that adjustment when it comes to bare knuckle. But again, I think, and I don't want anybody to take it wrong, I think BKFC's done a great job.
Oh, absolutely.
And I commend Feldman and everybody that has done whatever they've done with BKFC and to bring it where it's at. But again, like I said, one of the things that bothers me was just that dirty boxing, you know, taping the hands. It's just, to me, I want to see, because I've been a fan of boxing for a long time, I want to see that footwork, and I want to see those punch combinations.
It's like, and we've talked about this, it's like when fans say Donovan Smith sucked. You know, he has a Super Bowl ring. He's now out in Kansas City. He had a massive $80 million contract. Oh, he sucks.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Definitely doing something right. What do you think will be the biggest, I don't know what word I'm looking for, and I always, you know, use the wording, it's the WWE aspect, you know, getting the fighters known. You know, yeah, we want to watch fights, but it's the characters, it's the stories, it's, you know, who these people are that are fighting.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is allowing fighters to be themselves. If they come in and they're loud, don't tone them down. I mean, like, it's them, right? I mean, yeah. Like, you got to allow them to be who they are. Now, obviously, if they're going to hurt somebody in that sense, then you got to pull them back a little bit. But if it's just them being them and they're loud, they're obnoxious, they call people out, I don't care. Like, just be you. So we want to promote that. I think if you're more of a calm person, then that's you. Be you. But I think going in and trying to tell people, you know, chim it down, you know, don't do this, don't do that, I think you're taking away from the characters of fighters.
Somebody tells them to calm down. I thought somebody tells them to be more out there.
Well, you'd be surprised on when guys come in and they start getting in people's faces and maybe they cross that line a little bit. You got people saying you can't do that. And to me, I was like, as long as they're not touching anybody and they're not hurting anybody, if this is who they are, then let them be.
Do you think something should be done more when an athlete does cross the line? You know, we see it all the time, or in MMA or in the UFC or whatever, and you grab the fence 47 times, or, you know, you do get physical at a weigh-in.
Well, then you'll see it with our rule sets. I mean, it's not going to be bent. You step out of bounds, man, because there's no rope and there's no fence. If you step out of bounds, you get a point taken, period. You clinch and you hold somebody, you get a point. There's no negotiating.
Oh, I love it.
So you have to stick to the game. You got to stick to what you set your rules as, and you got to stick to them.
So no warning and stern warning,
yeah.
And double secret warnings.
Yeah, no, there's warnings. Like I said, we have a system where you go through a certain amount of warnings. I think it's two warnings. But stepping out of bounds, there's no warning. You know not to step out of bounds.
Right.
But clinching, you can come together and somebody can actually, they won't, you know, you get one warning and the next one's a point. So, and you have to stick to that, because otherwise you're not going to stop people from doing it, because it's a natural thing. People are used to doing it. It's like when you came in with the UFC and they first came out and they were doing all these things, nobody understood anything. And until they literally told them, you can't do this, and then they would start taking points from them, they didn't stop until it hurt.
Yeah.
All right. Since I don't believe many people, I do believe you. I do trust you. So I'm going to ask you a question that I've always said is BS. And if you tell me this is true, I will change my opinion. Can you accidentally, in a fist fight in a cage, grab the fence? Don't you know you're grabbing the fence?
It really does depend on the position. Because if you're on top and somebody does a inside hook, they trap your arm and they go to turn you, and you reach and try to balance yourself, you already know you're going to grab the fence. You know it's there, but you're putting your hand up without thinking. So I wouldn't say they don't know they're not doing it on purpose, but I would say it's more of an instinct and a reaction. Yes.
All right. I'll semi-change my opinion.
So like, from going around promoting this new promotion, like, do you feel like it's the UFC, or like at the beginning where it's still kind of barbaric? People don't really understand. They don't know. Like, does it excite you because it's like, you know, old is new again, and like you have this experience and the longevity of your career to help people with understanding the sport and the science behind it?
You mean bare knuckle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, to me, it's exciting because the vision of Valor is just like when UFC first came out. They had a cage. It was different. When you looked at it, it was already exciting. If you see our bout circle, it's similar. When you look at it, it's exciting. It's not a boxing ring. It's not a cage. Something some people haven't really actually seen before, right? So that in itself is already exciting. It's new. But also the rule sets. And it really, people don't, until they actually, this thing starts getting going, people don't really understand how much action by not having ropes or cages forces. The clinch itself, you imagine if you were to take clinching out of boxing.
Yeah.
You imagine how much action you would have with that one thing? So that in itself with bare knuckle, and as fast as it is to knock somebody down with bare knuckle, makes it exciting. But it's all different because you put a boxer in with an MMA fighter, right? And everybody's like, oh, boxer's going to win. It's just not. No, it doesn't work out like that, because it's really about who the toughest guy is and understands what bare knuckle is. Because a lot of boxers have a false sense of security of being able to pick a boo, parry, and they're used to being able to take a couple shots and they're okay and then give it back. In bare knuckle, there is no pick a boo because the fist is getting through. You can't parry because there's no glove to catch to pull it. So the fist is going to slide right off and hit you. Plus, jabs will knock you down, so you can't sit in single spacing. You've got to move. So it forces action. It forces the pace of the fights to be a lot higher. And it's also so different because you can bring a street fighter in to fight a boxer or an MMA guy. And if he is tough, it's going to be a fight.
So, and I know the dates are secret, and not even you know all the dates. Okay. You know, what about outdoor versus indoor venues? Like, are you going to explore both options? Is it only going to be arenas, or would you do an outdoor at the beach? Or since you're, why are you trying to get this in your backyard?
Well, maybe I can do it right here. We have a beautiful courtyard.
Heard of that before.
I got a stadium. I got a stadium seating up above us in the roof here. We could do it out on the tennis court.
I'll tell you this: the door is wide open. I don't think indoor or outdoor would stop us either way. If it's the right venue, we'll do it.
Let's go hit another break. Flying by here with the UFC Hall of Famer, the legend, Ken Shamrock, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Dale Murphy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wade Boggs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, here we are live at Tournament de Pizza, show one of Back to the 3 Hours.
Yeah.
I used to do three, then we did two, then we've done more. Back to 3 Hours.
That's how much you love being next to me. An extra hour a week. I should charge you, like
a
therapist.
I can tell, man. I can see the chemistry.
I should charge him for my time.
Yeah, for sure. I know you're a big NFL guy. I know a bunch of other sports interest you. Talk about NFL. Is San Diego still the team, or have we dwindled away from them?
Yeah, before we get to that, man, I watched a game the other day, and I hadn't followed it for a long time. Actually, never. It was lacrosse. It was Duke and Notre Dame. Mm. Unfriggin' believable. I have become a fan. I mean, it was back and forth. So if anybody's ever not watched that, and I'm a big football fan, right? So I like the hitting, but man, this lacrosse thing was pretty cool, man.
The look behind the back for a goal.
Well, the best thing is they crush each other with these screens and stuff. Run them into each other. I'm like, damn, this is not bad.
And the funny thing is, you watch that, they get hit by a screen, They fall down. They jump back up.
Yeah.
LeBron gets hit on a screen.
Oh, forget about it. Don't even go there. Come on, man. We know where that's going to end.
Yeah, for sure.
LeBron falls down watching lacrosse.
Oh, hey, by the way, man, congratulations, Miami fans. Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
Big series.
And right. Who really thought, and this kind of threw me. You know, I'm not a big gambler and all that kind of stuff, but Miami was favored to win game six, okay, which they didn't do. But the Celtics were favored to win the NBA title. I don't understand that.
I don't either.
It doesn't.
Well, and if you look at the way the Celtics have played all year long, when it comes to pressure games, they friggin' fold. Yep. They are not a team that handles pressure well at all.
If there was ever the fix is in, going down 3-0, coming back to tie it, to lose it at home. But before we run out of time, talk some football.
Yeah, I love it, man. Like I said, I'm into dynasty leagues, and it's just something I've done for a long time. I've really enjoyed it. I think my beginning days, I was a Steelers fan when I was real young. Then, of course, moved to San Diego for a short time, became a Chargers fan. And now I'm just an NFL fan. I mean, I love the Buccaneers when Brady was there for that time, just to see the success that they had. The Patriots when Brady was there. Right now I look at, you know, the Giants. It looks like they've finally possibly maybe put together a playoff team. Danny Dimes,
the Jets,
they
were
called.
Jets are looking good.
I was getting to that. Yeah, you know, all of a sudden Jets have got everything, and now they got a quarterback. First time, I think, since what's his name?
Joe Namath.
Supposedly calls the shot. So now the Jets are all on top of things. So you got now two New York teams that are just balling. You got one Buffalo. I mean, talk about New York, man. They come alive here. And we'll see. Like I said, proof's in the pudding, but it sure looks really good right now.
Back to fantasy just for a second, and this story is just alleged. It can't be in your book. It's just alleged that some radio guy in the Tampa St. Pete area back in the day, you know, if you remember, the NFL was dead against fantasy football because it was gambling, you know, so they were always against it. And this sports guy called the San Francisco 49ers requesting some media information on the second string wide receiver. And they said to this person, allegedly, is this for fantasy football? Of course not. This is because my fans want to know. Just a legend.
Nobody's figured that one out yet either.
But isn't it funny how far that's come? You know, when it first started, NFL was against it. Totally. Even before they brought the gambling aspect in, you know, and then they saw, you know, how many times do you look at anything? The UFC can't get any bigger, and then something happens to fantasy football. Helped get the NFL even bigger because people that really didn't even care got involved in the game.
Well, NFL players have been shielded from any personal contact. I mean, not contact, but literally visual, right? Most people don't even really get to know what an NFL player looks like because they got their helmet all the time. Unless they take it off on the sidelines, the camera puts it on them. But with fantasy, because you have to go through the draft, because you have to know what college they went to and the yards and the different things that they've done to be able to study and be able to pick players, you have to see their faces. So it's made it more personal to the NFL fans now, because now they're getting to know the players through these fantasy drafts.
Which goes back to what I asked you before about Valor, you know, and I call it the WWE, getting people known, getting them to either like or dislike. I call that the Ric Flair, in that, you know, I'm going to watch. How many? I remember this growing up vividly. I'm going to go to the Bayfront Center and watch Ric Flair lose tonight. And then he would win. And then the guy's like, damn, now I got to go next Tuesday to the Armory to watch Ric Flair lose.
But you're going to watch.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and that's the ticket right there, is making people want to watch. And I think that's what fantasy does. I really believe that. I believe it gives people a connection to the players, and the players a connection to the fans.
So if somebody's listening across the country, across the world, through the internet, how do they reach out to whoever? I'm assuming it's not you personally, but who do they reach out to send video, to send tape, to show up at your door and knock and say, hey,
yeah, we've got a website, Valor Baronuckle website, that you can go to, valorbk.com, and it has our thing on there where fighters can actually sign up. Not even fighters, but there's also, I believe, a sponsor to sign up too. So just go to valorbk.com and you'll have all the information there.
And speaking of knocking on doors, you know, I've always wanted to ask certain athletes. So somebody bangs on the door, you know, it's time to take a daughter out on a date. What's it like when Daddy Shamrock opens the door?
Well, I'm actually, my kids are all grown up and married.
Back when it happened.
Kids, all right, well, I got one story where one of my daughters thought she'd be sneaky and she's going to have her boyfriend come pick her up. Well, I actually had all the fighters there for a barbecue on a Friday night. And so this car pulls up in front of the house. He doesn't get out and she's come walking down the stairs. I go, where are you going? She goes, oh, mom said I could go out. I said, not unless he's going to come in and meet us. I already knew it was a problem when the kid wasn't going to come in the house. Right. I was like, that ain't happening. And she goes, she got so mad. She ran upstairs. And I said, well, if he doesn't come in, he ain't going. And so I walked back in and I guess the fighters had heard me say something. And I mean, I ain't kidding you. It was John Gunderson, Pat Healy, Roy Nelson. It was all these guys. They all walk out of the car and they're circling around going, hey, buddy, come on in. And the kid started his car, took off. She comes back down to tell him to come in to meet me, and he's gone. She never forgave me for that. And I was like, I didn't know it was going to happen.
Well, they all get over it. I had a friend that did a full background check on somebody.
So you got called the 49ers?
No. Hold on. Let me think about that before I answer. And the background check obviously came, and you know, my daughter was devastated. And when I talked to the clown, the clown goes, I don't blame you for doing it. I just have a problem that you did it. And I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Right. If you don't blame me for doing it, of course I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it to anybody that calls my son. I have that access to things.
Right. You do a background check on me?
I'm sorry that you found out about it. You weren't supposed to know about it.
Right. Exactly. So what's going on at the jungle later today?
Well, what's the jungle?
Isn't that with Seth back in Orlando?
Yeah. Welcome to the jungle. Yeah, I don't even know what day that is, man. I don't even have my calendar here. But, yeah, we're going to go there. I mean, Seth's a great guy, man. I mean, like... Yeah, I remember when he stepped in for me when I had actually gotten that cut.
I'm the one that broke it.
What?
I'm the one that broke that. So really? Obviously you knew, and obviously Seth knew.
But
Seth told Mike, and then Mike walked out, and of course I know Mike and Seth and all them, and you know, but I think it was before social media, so it's not I could do a whole lot. Right. You know, I'm just, look what's coming up. Yeah, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome too, man, because it was kind of sad that it happened, but that was... It was one of those days. It was sad. I heard this. It was like the night before my father had gone into an emergency. He was on life support. So I remember having to go in with Dan and being able to warm up just to get my head right because so much had gone on during that time. And it was just one of those freak things where we were warming. I pushed all because I had the suite and I pushed all things out. We were just kind of rolling. And he just popped his head up and hit me. And I remember thinking, no big deal. We just kept going. And then all of a sudden, I seen this trickle of blood hit his back. And I was like, and there's blood. And I was like, oh, shit. And I remember looking at it, go, hey, look at this. And he goes, he's looking at it, oh, I don't think we get there, man. It's like to the bone. I mean, like deep. I mean, it had to be double stitched. Here's the thing that really made me angry about the whole thing because they thought they, you know how.
Yeah, I was getting to that next. Yeah.
It was bad, right? And I'm thinking, are you seriously?
Right.
Serious?
Right.
Really? And so I remember doctor stitched up, and I remember going, we got there. Day of the fight, and this is absolutely the truth, and if they don't say it is, they're lying. I went to them and told them at the arena, I went there as the fights were starting. We weren't on till the end, and I told them I'm ready to fight. I literally said that to them, and they came in and said, we can't risk it because I had stitches. And then I said, I'll tell you what, if it starts to bleed, you guys can stop it, but give me a chance. They said no, right? And then all of a sudden, after they said I could not fight, I left. I was angry.
Right.
All this other stuff started happening.
Yeah.
And they were the ones behind it. They were the ones saying that I didn't want to fight. I made an excuse. And I'm
Ken
like,
Ken was scared. I mean, I was there. It's the FCC, so be careful.
Right.
They walked by. Yeah, Ken scared. He left. I'm like, what?
The most dangerous man on the planet.
Well, it's scared. Not, you know, whatever. But it's like, come on. I mean, he's not going to fly. And nobody's going to fly across the country knowing who they're going to fight. It's not like it was a surprise.
Not even that. It's like, he can't grapple. Like, this is before, like, later on when I got there, I couldn't even hardly go to the ground. But then I was good. Like, come on, man. Seriously? And so it was just frustrating to me. Like, even after I showed up there and I told them, let me fight. Give me the opportunity for you to stop it if it bleeds. If it gets cut and it opens up, you can stop it. I said, but give me the chance because I felt like it would have been a lot easier for me. And they said no. And then to hear what they were saying about me after they sent me away, That was what really pissed me off.
I remember it vividly, and Joe Marquardt was over in the back dancing with all Akimbo's people. Not because you were not fighting. It was just that's Joe Marquis. You know, he's all doing Joe. We got video. It's crazy. We have cameras.
But that was the sweetness of Petruzzelli, was that he went and knocked him out.
Yeah.
That kind of eased the pain a little bit, because it was almost like they were trying to find a way for me not to fight now that this was up, and blame me for it and keep Kimbo in the win column.
Right. Right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thank you for driving down, you know, to see us. B, we've got a full staff back there to make whatever you guys want to eat.
Cool.
I know that you need to go, but let's eat first.
I mean, I would like to cook it.
No, yeah, you're not.
I'm the professional.
We got things to do. Let's go hit a quick break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. And I'll get you hooked up, both of you, with 8 Man Strong gear as well.
Cool.
We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Saturday, June 24th, the UFC returns to Jacksonville. The heavy-handed Josh Emmett looks to turn back undefeated phenom Ilia Topuria, plus dangerous Brazilian Amanda Ribas, takes on the future Macy Barber. Don't miss UFC Fight Night, Emmett versus Topuria, live from ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, welcome back to Live Tournament to Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. How about that? An hour with the legend.
The legend.
Ken Shamrock.
You don't use that word very often.
I really don't. I don't. Another legend coming up now.
Another one. I mean, it's like a full show.
All right, let's jump on the phone lines and head out to the UFC Apex as we get ready for the return this weekend. And welcome back to the program, Jim Miller. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your time. And instead of me jumping on Google to look it up, I just figured I would ask you, what record will this weekend be for you?
Another total fights in the UFC. This will be 42. I'm going for my 25th win in the UFC. Those are the big two, I guess.
Not like you knew or anything, I know that you're tied for a couple, so you'll extend that. You're going to extend another. Do you think about it, or I know I asked you this last time you were on, or is it just another work day?
It's just another day. It's another fight. You know, I enjoy it. And, yeah, I'm appreciative every time I get to step in the octagon.
At this point in your career, as these records continue to fall, when you get the phone call of who the opponent is, do you look for anything now, or is it still, I don't care, just give me an opponent?
I really don't look for anything. I'm usually just looking for that opportunity to fight, because I know that stuff happens. This is the third fight in a row that I've had an opponent fall out within about 2 weeks of the fight. So, I mean, for me, I'm trying to stay healthy while I'm training. I'm trying to get into good shape. I'm trying to be sharp at what I'm good at. And the kind of the least of my worries is who I'm fighting, you know, and what they're bringing to the table. Because I've trained for it all. I've competed against, you know, all the sizes and strengths and skill sets at this point. So I'm looking to go out and put on good fights and, you know, hit those couple goals that I have left.
You know, you answered my next question in that when there is a fighter change, you know, does it even matter? Because you're really not training per se to who you're fighting. You're training to get ready for a fight.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, I really try to focus on myself because I want to make every fight that I'm in a Jim Miller fight. So I have my coaches. They'll pick some stuff apart. They'll give me, you know, stylistically things that we should go for. But I'm fighting professional athletes that have the ability to change things and learn new things before a fight. So I don't want to prepare myself for what somebody was a year ago or 6 months ago, because they can change and they can adapt and bring new things to the table. So I try to train to be the absolute best that I can be. And, you know, when my opponent can't keep up with that, then I'm going to exploit.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent, Jared Gordon.
You know, he's a tough dude. He's been around for a long time. You know, I knew of him, you know, years ago before he even got into the UFC. He fought a couple of guys that I trained with. You know, and this is a fight against a guy that I've enjoyed watching over the years. And, you know, he's a good boxer. He's got good wrestling. And, you know, his ground game is coming up as well. So I look at it as a great fight. Stylistically, I think we match up really well. And, yeah, I'm excited for it.
What do you take from, you know, and this obviously isn't on you. It's on Jared in this particular case. You know, fans, media, like, oh, he's going to be more whatever because of what happened in well, it was two fights ago now, the Patty fight. Is that even a case? I mean, you can't give more than 100% no matter what happened in your last fight.
Yeah, exactly. You know, everything in the past is in the past, right? You know, like we have to get over it and train to be a better fighter the next time out. You know, sometimes having that sour taste in your mouth helps, and sometimes it doesn't because you put too much pressure on yourself. So everybody's individual, and I think that even the circumstances that, you know, somebody's going through are going to be different every time. So, I'm not putting anything on it that, you know, because I feel that he beat Patty, you know?
Yeah, so do I. So does everybody else.
You know, so, yeah, it's just one of those things. I mean, there were quite a few, of the media outlets that thought I won my last fight. So, you know, you're a little bit, like, well, at least somebody scored it for me. But on the other side, it's like, hey, you know, I'm gonna train. I'm gonna try to take it out of the next guy and just keep moving forward.
So Jim, we just had the legend Ken Shamrock in studio here. Obviously, when Art Davey put together the UFC, it was a new promotion, and they were bringing all these different types of styles together. You come along, and now here you are at 42 fights in the UFC with the likes of Arlovski and Coy Guida and Donald Cerrone. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the question I have for you is, did you watch The Ultimate Fighter last night? And now that these young, up-and-coming guys, these new breeds, you know, they have a career that they can look forward to because you guys paved the way to make this an actual legitimate career. Does it excite you? When do you think back to, like, where you were, what motivated you to get to this point?
Yeah, I did not watch The Ultimate Fighter last night. I'm still getting used to the Las Vegas time, so I crashed pretty early. I'll stay up too late. But a lot has changed. A guy like Arlovski, he was heavyweight champ of the world before I even started training, which is absolutely insane. That he's been able to hang at this level for so long. It is cool to see that things have changed. And like the biggest thing that I tell, the younger guys is just, try to make the most of it. You've got this opportunity. You have an opportunity to be put up on this pedestal. So, use that to advance everything else outside of your fighting career. I'm pretty stubborn. And what got me into this game was just the guys that go out there and they fight to finish fights. And that's something that I've held deeply, in the way that I'm going to fight my entire career. And, as much as I want to do some of the more antiquy, stuff and put out a persona sometimes because it makes guys more money. I just can't do that because that's not what I was raised on. So I fully support anybody that comes into here, into the UFC and the upper echelons of MMA and makes the most of it. And it leads to, a better life for them and their families.
Speaking of that, with last night's Ultimate Fighter, it's UFC vets against prospects. Last night's winner, Roosevelt Roberts, former UFC mm-hmm. fighter, and he was saying how he kind of took everything for granted once he became a UFC fighter. How has that not been, what happened to you? Go to the gym every day. How do you not fall into take for granted what's given to you?
Because you have to understand that it's there are so many people chomping at the bit to take your job. it's not easy to stay in the UFC. It's easier to get to the UFC than it is to stay in the UFC. Maybe my style of fighting and the way that I've done things has helped me when I've had those lower moments in my career where I've lost a couple in a row. I'm always going out there to fight the same way and to fight as hard as I can. And to put people away. So, maybe that has helped me, it hasn't like helped explode my brand as, like the Connors and stuff like that. Or, a guy like Colby, puts on his persona and he's close to being cut. And then, he pulls out the heel roll and he's been around for a while. And the dude, he's a great fighter. He's an absolute great fighter. He fought, over a round with a broken jaw against Usman, which is like absolutely nutty, right? His shtick's a little bit old.
but
it's kept him around, so.
Yeah, and now we're going to have to watch the shtick of Connor for the next 12 weeks or whatever. Mm. Curious, since I just asked that, what's the longest you've ever stayed out or away from the gym?
Probably just a couple months. Yeah. I think probably the longest I've been out was probably 4 months or so. Doing some, physical therapy and stuff like that. I think the longest layoff I've had is probably about 8 months. And that wasn't up to me.
Right.
That was being shelved for whatever reason, because a newer card was coming up or something like that months in advance. I try to stay in there and stay active, and because it's a lot easier to stay in shape than it is to get in shape.
Yeah, I guess I've been out since 12 or 13 years, so I guess I'm past the point. What can the fans expect when this barn burner happens on Saturday?
An exciting fight, like I said, I'm going out there to make it a Jim Miller fight. So, that means it's going to be fast. It's, there's going to be scrambles involved and I'm looking to, pounce on any opportunity that I can, get myself.
Awesome. Well, have a great time Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong and again, have fun on Saturday.
Thank you very much for having me.
Take care of it. That he has every record.
42 fights in the UFC.
42 fights, 67 knockouts.
You are a statistician.
Yeah, I'm a mathematician. There, all right, go. Let's go hit a break, and when we come back, we're going to kick off something we're going to do for the next 12 weeks,
okay,
or at least that's the plan, has to do with the Ultimate Fighter. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
We're back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. And
I thought it was Tournament to Pizza.
Whatever.
Did you get
thing.
Your name right?
I
it's your
know.
Restaurant.
I don't even know my own name.
I know.
I'm like, hey, you or McDummy.
No, that's you.
Oh, that's me. So I just said, and coming out of the break, we got the guitar riff like Steve Linnaeus in Paris.
He is in Paris, but we're watching The Ultimate Fighter. I was watching the screening.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to be a great episode because I'm watching it, right? And the biggest thing, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Because again, I don't know nothing. I am Mr. McDummy. When I saw this guy, our next guest is on the cast. Let's welcome back to the program. And I think we're going to speak to him for a couple minutes every Wednesday for the next 12 weeks, Jason Knight. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm at work, so I'm taking me a little break to get on the radio.
All right, we'll do it real quick. So tell me, you know, now that you can, and we're only going to talk about last night's episode, but before that, you get the phone call. How did you get the phone call? How did you get on this season of The Ultimate Fighter?
Man, I was walking through Walmart, letting my kids spend some of their Christmas money that they got from their grandma. And next thing you know, I get the call from my manager, and he's telling me that he's got this opportunity. They're doing vets versus prospects. And, you know, I told him immediately, yes, you know, I definitely want to do it. And then I go back through my Instagram, and I realized someone had tried to reach out to me like a week before. And they found my manager's contact on there. Thank God they did, because, you know, half the time I don't even check my Instagram. But, so, yeah, man, it all happened pretty fast. You know, it was a maybe for about 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden I was jumping on a plane headed to Vegas.
We just had Ken Shamrock in studio, and he's going out through Florida looking for talent for Valor, which is going to have an event here in Florida. And I'm curious, as we're watching the episode, you didn't get much of a tryout's not the right word, but when Michael Chandler's looking at everybody. And so talk about how quick that was that then Michael Chandler picks you as the number one guy.
Yeah, man, it all seemed to happen so fast. We go in there, and day one, they pick the team. Day two, we go up and do a little bit of training. And then I want to say it was like immediately after training, they decide that they're going to pick the fight. And, they did the ranking system, which was it was a little strange to me that they did it that way. It was different than any other season that I have watched, because I was watching previous Ultimate Fighters trying to prepare for, what I was stepping into, and they threw a curveball. They announced all the first eight fights right there, at the same time, and I didn't expect that to happen. But whenever they called me as the number one seed, I felt like I had something to prove. I felt like, Mike Chandler, he saw something in me, and, I wanted to make sure that it didn't let him down, I guess you could say. I wanted, for him to know that, he did right by choosing me as number one,
Obviously, not talking anything past last night. They did make the announcement of, the matchups. Your fight, I think, is the seventh of the eight first-round fights. Did that disappoint you that it's going to be that long? Now, it won't be 7 weeks, obviously, till the fight. It's X amount of days or what in between. But were you upset that you didn't fight any sooner, that you're not going to fight any sooner?
Honestly, it was a blessing in disguise, because leading up to the Ultimate Fighter, I had right about 6 weeks to train. And I had a pretty nasty rib injury whenever I headed out to Vegas. It was kind of on the mend. It was almost done. But, I didn't want to fight too soon and re-injure that rib. And, if I did make it to the semifinals, going to the semifinals hurt or whatever. So it kind of gave me an extra little bit of time to heal up. And, on top of that, instead of having a 6 week training camp, I had even more time,
Give me your thoughts on that fight last night with Roosevelt Roberts, other than wow.
Man, going into fight week, I was confident that Roosevelt had that taken care of. I got to train with the guy, and he was so long and rangy and super sharp. So I knew that, he had the right mindset. He was already, the champion in his head. He was already the next Ultimate Fighter in his head. So there was no way that Nate Gentleman was going to go out there and do anything to anything to Roe that he wasn't prepared for. And when we go out there and Nate puts a quick little 1-2 on him, and next thing you know, he punches him with a straight right, hits him right behind the ear, and Nate drops like a sack of potatoes. It's pretty much exactly what I expected. I didn't expect it to go so quickly, but I was expecting a first round knockout, because I know that Nate traditionally he likes to stand up a little bit. He's decent at jiu-jitsu, but he doesn't rely on that. He wants to try to stand up, and I knew that Roe was the wrong person for him to try to stand up with, and it went all according to plan.
Week one down. Jason, thank you very much for your time. Let's talk again next Wednesday at the same time.
Sounds great, brother. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. And if you don't know who I am and you're listening out there, watch the show. I promise you, if you don't love me now, by the time this show is over, you're going to fall in love with Jason Knight.
But you're not going to have the flag around your back, right?
No, I wish I could. I didn't think to bring one with me.
Well, that's good and bad. Come on, it's supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk next week, Jason. Thanks a lot.
All right, brother. I appreciate y'all having me on. Y'all have a good day.
Take care. That is on this season of The Ultimate Fighter. We're going to go hit a real quick break. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
What's up? This is Sean Lights Out Merriman, former Charger, now CEO, co-founder of Lights Out Extreme Fighting. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. And is it tournament or tour? You change it every 6 minutes.
It's Tournament de Pizza officially. But the first four letters of tournament is tour. So for all my fans that like follow me
fans.
From location to location.
Your fans.
Fans. I have fans, Randy.
Oh,
Harris.
My God.
So, yeah. But I wanted to be familiar so people felt like they on a, you know, they know the name, they know the brand. Because the hardest thing to do in anything, and I'm sure Ken can tell you, hardest thing to do is to start a new company, to start a new brand or new concept that people don't know. And so you have to build that foundation. So starting this new restaurant in a new location, having Tournament de Pizza made it at least familiar where people are like, I know that. It must be Matt. It must be the food that I love.
That's that dump. Okay.
Yeah, that place.
That place I need to stay away from.
This place is great. I love it here. But
today.
It's great. But you know what I love about Jason Knight? Is Jason Knight reminds me of why I fell in love with mixed martial arts in the beginning. It was guys like me who had jobs, who had a dream, who I could deliver packages for FedEx like you did for 1 hour or UPS.
First of all, I didn't deliver them. And matter of fact, truck. One of, I don't remember, and you know, I even took notes as I watched the screener, and I don't remember who it was, but one of the fighters did load the UPS trucks.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to see if I, it was Nate Jennerman who lost last night.
Yeah.
Because I was going to bring that up. I didn't load the trucks. I had the easier job.
And
unloaded
and poor
the trucks.
Nate, I mean, like a new father. Anyway, he's a father. He's got a newborn at home. He leaves his family to come to this amazing experience. Anyway, you could see the emotional damage.
That's the whole thing about competition. There's a winner and there's a loser.
Right.
And yeah, it's unfortunate that one of the two in anything have to lose. And I want to word this again because of the political crap that we're going through, you know, in the country. The beauty of the sport of mixed martial arts, the beauty of the Ultimate Fighter is that there is a winner and there is a loser.
Yeah.
The winner moves on. The loser doesn't get a competition participation trophy.
Right.
You know, you did your best. Good up, you know, but
for sure.
Your best wasn't best today. And that's the beauty of a combat sport. And I feel bad.
Can we just get to a place in society where
both win
combat sports and no one gets hurt emotionally or physically?
And they both win and they both continue on. Congratulations. Now, you won the fight, so you're going to be moved to the top.
Can we just give out belts to everyone? Can everyone get a belt? You get a belt, and like Oprah. Like you get a belt, and you get a belt, and we get a belt.
You know, I've brought this up and almost have been beaten up, just like I almost got. And I thought I almost got beat up by Jason Knight, but he took it very professionally when I gave him a hard time about the flag. I just brought it up when you ran out to kiss Ken goodbye.
Yeah. I didn't want him to leave without love.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw the love.
The world's dangerous man.
Well, he was.
He's not now.
He's not that
anymore. He's a new
man. He's a new man.
New identity.
That's not he's a new man. It's just his role is different, you know, and I like that. You know, his role is different. His role is now to organize and get this to the next
level. We talk about this with the NFL guys, you know, how it's just a job to them. Like, it's not like, you know, it's their life anymore.
Right.
It's like, it's a job.
Right.
Back when Ken, you know, was the world's most dangerous man, do you like this new style of fighters where it's just a job to them?
Hold on. It was just a job to Ken.
You think so?
Absolutely. That was his job. Now,
you don't think it was his identity?
Well, it was his identity, and that Sugar Sean is the same thing. That's his identity. But back in the day, that's all it was. And I still, and I'll say it to Ken, and I love the man to death. I mean, we are extremely good friends. And they all say, oh, well, we would have fought for free. No, you wouldn't have. You would have fought in the backyard for free. You wouldn't have fought in an arena at a profession for free. It's your job, and I don't have any problems. And, you know, when people were saying about Tito and the money grab and this, that, the other, it's their job. It's how they support their family. So it's the same, but they were still, it was still the same. There was shtick back then, Tank Abbott shtick. And,
well, according to the internet, Arnold Adams has agreed to fight for free for a bag against a rematch against Alan Belcher in the BKFC.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. He didn't say that he would fight for free. He said if he loses that he would get his purse, which means if he wins,
he's gambling
on himself.
He's betting on himself.
He's betting on himself. Yeah. And I don't blame him. And I know he's already mad at me, Adams, because when Ben Rothwell fights for the BKFC heavyweight title, Ben Rothwell will win the BKFC heavyweight title. I don't think there's any question. And that's just my opinion.
Are you trying to get beat up? Like, why do you do that?
Well,
he brought up bad things about Ken Shamrock's book that he didn't want to talk about. And calling Jason Knight out about his flag and dropping it on the floor.
I'll continue to do that.
now you're going after Arnold Adams. Well,
I'm not even going to say some of the other things. I'm not calling him out. It behooves him.
Maybe we could recreate that scene where Ken Shamrock talked about how, you know, all the fighters at a barbecue. And then with all the people that don't like you on social media can just show up here.
Top of the hour. We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Summit.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.